Welcome to Sustainable Home Catalyst. I'm your host, Ben Hildebrandt. Many of you may have just found this podcast and are wondering, what on earth is this all about? In this episode, I'm just going to give you a brief introduction. I'm going to tell you why I created the Sustainable Home Catalyst podcast and what you can expect. And I'm also going to tell you a little bit about myself as well. So my goal with Sustainable Home Catalyst is to improve the quality and sustainability of homes in North America. I want everyone to have a home that is more sustainable and more durable. I also feel that a sustainable home shouldn't just be sustainable for the environment, but I also believe that a home can be sustainable for the homeowners themselves and their finances. Now, this doesn't apply only to new homes, but it applies to existing homes as well. I feel there is something that anyone can do to make their home a little bit more sustainable. Through Sustainable Home Catalyst, I'm planning on providing you with the information you need to know about what a sustainable home really is, the many ways a sustainable home can benefit you, and what you can do to make your current or next home more sustainable. I will be starting off by explaining many basic sustainable home concepts, and I'm also going to dive into specific things that you can do and products that you can use to make almost any home more sustainable. Now, as to the format of this podcast and what you should expect, luckily, you're not going to have to listen to me blabbing away the whole time. I plan to bring on guests in the future so we can delve into different sustainable home concepts and technologies. And also, I want to get some product manufacturers in to help discuss different sustainable products that are out there to help us in making our homes more sustainable. And finally, in this podcast, I want to answer your questions. This podcast is for you, to help you know what you can do to make your home more sustainable. So if you have any questions, you can send me a message, either email me directly at ben@shcatalyst.com, or you can go to shcatalyst.com/contact, and I'll be able to answer any questions you submit by either of those methods. I'd like to wrap up this introduction now by telling you a little bit about myself and my background. Now, long before I got into architecture professionally, I had always, since I can remember, been interested in solar panels and those technologies that allowed us to put these panels on top of our homes and to gather heat or electricity from the sun. And my mind as a child was essentially generating electricity out of nothing. I thought that was really amazing. It was just so neat that the technology was available to be able to do that. So I had always been interested in architecture growing up. And while I was going to school several years ago to obtain my diploma as an architectural technologist, I was actually blessed to have the opportunity to work for a sustainable technologies research department at the school I went to. And I was able to research some different technologies and also to help develop a couple new sustainable products. That was an amazing experience for me, and it gave me even more of a passion about sustainability and the impact it can have on us in our lives and the way we live in our homes. Now, for the past several years, since I graduated, I've been employed as a building science technologist. And in that, I've been focusing on moisture, air, and heat in a home and ensuring that homes are constructed properly to manage the flow of those components of moisture, air, and heat between the interior of the home and the exterior environment. And if those aren't managed properly, it can result in many different issues. Now, during this time that I've had this job, I've learned extensively about how the materials used to build a home, or any building for that matter, don't necessarily matter as much as how they are installed, and most importantly, how the different components of a building are connected to each other. So through this experience, I've come from the part of being really passionate about sustainable technologies to also understanding now how it's important, no matter what technologies you're using in your home, to make sure things are done right, that your home's constructed right, that you don't have any issues. So those sustainable things you're doing with your home will last, so that those components themselves will be sustainable. They're not just going to have a sustainable effect upon your home. I guess maybe that's a bit of a ramble there, but that's a very large part for me of what sustainability is in your home, is having your home built properly and durable so it lasts. And so that's going to be a strong aspect for me in this podcast moving forward. I'm not just going to teach you about different technologies and products you can use, but I also want to cover how to make sure they're being used properly in your home and installed properly. I want you to be able to take these technologies and the knowledge that you gain from this podcast. I want to give you the knowledge so that you can put these sustainable technologies in your home and use them to not only make your home more environmentally sustainable, but also make your home more sustainable to yourself, to improve your quality of life and reduce some of the expenses that you might have in your home. That's my goal in this podcast. I want to be able to help as many people out as I can to make every home in North America a little bit more sustainable and just a better home for everyone living inside of it. So just to sum things up a bit here in closing, we need to have homes that are built not only to be environmentally sustainable, but also sustainable to ourselves as the homeowners and occupants of the home. And they also need to be built properly and durably. So I've created this podcast so that everyone can know not only how to make their home more sustainable, but also how to ensure that it is constructed properly and durably along the way. I want to give you as much information as I can so that if you're hiring someone to do the work or if you're doing it yourself, to know what to look out for to make sure things are put together properly. That's where my building science experience kind of works into things and my desire to make sure things are done right. I'm not going to be as bold and out there as Mike Holmes probably, but I just want to make sure things are done right. It's pointless to have a sustainable home if it's done poorly and you're going to have many issues in just a few years. And I believe that there are many things that can be done to any new or existing home to make it more sustainable. And I believe that every little bit counts. It's not just the big, large, expensive projects to take your home entirely off the grid or to install solar panels to make your home generate as much electricity as it needs for the entire year. Those are great things to do, but every little bit counts. If you can change out your light bulbs to save a little bit on energy, to save a few dollars a month on your electrical bill, that's great. Every little bit counts. Every little bit makes a difference. If we have just a few homes in the entire continent that go all the way to become totally sustainable and off-grid and don't infect the environment at all, if we do that for just a few homes, three homes of the entire continent, whoop-de-doo. But if we can have half of the millions of homes in North America to do something to reduce their energy use by just a few dollars a month to relate it to your utility bills, if people can just do things to save a few dollars a month, if you multiply that by the millions of homes that do it, that can have much more of an impact than just the few homes that are going all the way to these major sustainable goals or rating systems. So yeah, sure, those homes are great, but let's not forget about the little things that any of us can do. I hope you'll join me on this journey as we venture into what sustainable homes really are and what any of us can do to make our homes more sustainable, whether you're searching for little things or big things. If you want to go the whole way, make your home as sustainable as possible. Join me on this journey. If you know anybody else that might be interested, please let them know about this podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode.